Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel reading, Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Well, it was a day like no other. It was just a few days after I had just started a new job, and they took us around the building. And by us, I'm talking about all the other newbies that were hired, and well, they were showing us all the different things and introducing us to various people. Especially the security guys. Now, security guys, well, they were talking about where they were working and what they were working behind, and they had this special glass that they were behind. It was about an inch thick. In fact, they showed us a piece of glass that's all probably about this big, and it had been used at a target range. And what it showed in there was a bullet, 357 Magnum bullet, that had only gone in about half an inch before it stopped. Why are they showing us this? Well, they were wanting to make an impression. Wanting to make an impression on us because we are getting ready to go down to the vault. Down there in the vault. That's where I worked. Federal Reserve Bank in Kansas City. That's where they keep all the cash that they like to distribute. In fact, one of the rooms that they had down there, well, they brought all of us in, and so we're all gathered around there in a circle. And so they gave us what they call bricks. They gave us three bricks. Two bricks of 100 and a brick of 50s. $1 million in cash. Put it in your hands. You know, when you're holding something like that, you can't help but look for where's the door. But anyway, there we are, and you didn't get to hold it too long. Because what do you do? Well, the person standing next to you, well, they wanted to hold that cash too. Now, this room that we were in was rather sterile. In fact, all of the places down there was rather sterile. The floor was white, the walls were white, the tables that the individuals worked on, well, they were white, and everybody had to work in pairs. They had cameras everywhere. Well, everything was white in there, so that way that cash that they worked with, that green would pop. It's unfortunate, though, they didn't give you any free samples while you were there. But it was one of those kinds of things there, though, that even though that happened, golly, 34 years ago, I still remember it like it happened yesterday. Well, Jesus and his disciples, they too had days like that, days in which, well, they would remember. They would remember all the details that happened on those particular days, details in which are very important for us to know as well. Now, our gospel reading, it starts off with this, that events, recalling events that had taken place 8 days earlier. And what was it? Well, Jesus had been visiting there with his disciples, and he told them this, that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. That was the first time that he was telling them that he was going to die and then on the third day be raised from the dead. Now, no doubt that had caused them to be a little bit depressed about this. Definitely something that they didn't want to hear. I mean, they understood it. They said that, you know, hey, he's going to die. That's easy to understand. But what about that part there about rising 3 days later? That certainly would have been puzzling. And then he follows up all of this with these words. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Well, crosses meant death. And here he is saying, it's like, follow him, pick up your cross, follow me, really? I've got to pick up a cross? Where's Jesus going with all of this? Well, that's what he had shared with them 8 days earlier. So now we've got 8 days later. It's been sinking in. They've had opportunity to think about that. Now Jesus wants to go off to pray. Well, that's not unusual. Jesus likes to go off to pray, go off to a solitary place and go do that. It's something that we too, hint, 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 ought to be doing regularly as well, going off and praying. Well, this time, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John. and up on a high mountain they went. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elisha, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Amazing details are given right here. Now, if you go to Matthew's account of this particular thing, where it talks about Luke says that his face was altered, there Matthew says that his face shone like the sun. Imagine that. His face so bright it looks like you're looking at the sun. Also speaks there about how his clothes were dazzling white, meaning that they were pure. They were not dirty. They just hiked up this mountain to get up to this place to pray, and there was not a speck of dirt on Jesus at all. And then with him, two famous heroes from the Old Testament, right? Moses and Elisha. And they too appeared in glory. And what these guys represent here are the law and the prophets. Okay, the books of the Old Testament. Law, meaning coming from Moses, and Elisha representing the prophets, giving us even more details and more clues as to who Jesus truly is. Jesus, here to be the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. Now what's happening here is Jesus is giving his disciples a lesson. A lesson that they needed. He's reinforcing the message that had happened that he'd shared with them earlier, 8 days earlier. For that was the topic of discussion, quite frankly, that Jesus was having with Moses and Elisha. They were talking about and spoke of his departure, about that which he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. And what was Jesus going to accomplish? Well, he was going to suffer many things. He was going to be rejected by those who should have, quite frankly, recognized that he was the Messiah. All those wonderful miracles that he had done, and that they are overlooking, just saw him as a threat. So he would be treated then as the worst of the worst. He would be lifted up high on a cross. Why? Why is the question that many people were having back in the day? They're trying to figure that out. Many were depressed when Jesus died. Many were happy when Jesus died. There were those who were depressed, thinking that something special was going to happen, that he would become king there in Jerusalem. But he died. Not going to happen. Others were happy. The thorn in their side had been removed. He was no longer a threat to hold sway over the people. They thought that they had won with his death. But recall Jesus' prediction. On the third day, we'll rise. Rise from the dead alive. Now what the people didn't understand, they came to understand later, came clear to them in his resurrection. He came to establish a kingdom, a heavenly one. One where only those who would be there in that kingdom who received the forgiveness of sins. Yes, indeed, that was what was going to be accomplished there in Jerusalem. That's what was being discussed between Jesus, Moses, and Elisha. There are important details there that the disciples needed to know. You see, first, there was going to be suffering, and then there would be glory. First, Jesus suffering, and then glory. For Jesus later. First, it would also be suffering then for the disciples. And then glory, too, that they would receive later as well. But at this time, all that stuff was in the future. It was in the future for the disciples. So Jesus told them about the suffering that he was going to have. And then what? Jesus gave them a glimpse of the glory that was going to come. They got to see him transfigured. Transformed before their very eyes. And those are the details that we need to remember and take away with us here today. You see, Jesus came to suffer for you and me. Suffer because why? Well, we have sin. We sin. He took away the punishment for those sins at the cross. that we need not suffer and die for our own sins. Yet at the same time, Jesus calls out to us as well, just like the disciples, that we should pick up a cross and follow him. That means that as we follow him, meaning we follow Jesus, we will suffer here on this earth as well. We will suffer from being a follower of Jesus. We will also suffer from the effects of sin. We are treated poorly. Perhaps we treat others poorly. We come to worship here depressed sometimes for all the effects that sin has on our lives. But we also come and confess those sins. And here we receive the forgiveness of sins. Plus, we're also reminded of the glory to come. The same glory that other servants, like Moses and Elisha, are in. And that's something else to take note of. Moses and Elisha are standing there before Jesus, bodily. They died hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus. But there they are, in glory, standing right there, talking with Jesus. And what does that mean? We have a God of the living. Indeed, those are details that we need to remember and take to heart. So we have all of this here this morning, all of these little details that we need to remember. And we remember them fondly as we hear them and we take them in. But yet, just like the disciples, they came down the mountain, just like me holding that $1 million in cash and having to hand it over to somebody else. It doesn't last. You see, we live in a world where sometimes that those bad things happen to us. And we kind of wonder about them. But yet, we are also assured that we have the forgiveness of sins and the promise of everlasting life. Those are ours. And that's what we need to remember. Because those things help keep our chins up. The things that happen to us in this life here, those are just temporary. For you see, when we recall all those things and we're in the midst of those things, we need to remember that we have a God who cares and loves us so very much, who died and rose for us so that we might be in heaven with him. That's what we need to remember, because the best is yet to come through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God surpasses all human understanding. Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.